Last year I saw Fiona Shaw in Colm Thobeen's Testament of Mary on Broadway. I was surprised, not so much by the play itself, but by its aftershocks. The production was secular, but the play happens against a backdrop of a spiritual existence. Apart from a love of grottos and of certain magnificent paintings of the Virgin, such as El Greco's Lamentation of Christ, I hadn't given Mary herself much thought since I was young. Reading the play made me interested in the woman, the mother, for the first time. Forced to watch her son move away, seeing him used for others' dubious purposes, and finally the torture of watching his protracted and agonizing death. It seemed a monstrous thing to do to any woman. She was loved for her silence, which could be read as endurance, as grace under pressure, as comfort, because who could endure and submit their lives so totally to another will and remain untouched unless they had some supernatural help? I'm unsure where I stand now. With a woman who has seen the worst and goes on offering comfort and strength because we need her to, or with the woman full of anger and hurt who has been used as a golden icon of endurance when she herself had no power at all. I'm grateful still for the litany said after the rosary in her honour, which hung its pictures in the darkening sky between the whale shape of Dún Hill and the lake on May evenings. Vessel of honour, mystical rose, Tower of David, Tower of Ivory, House of Gold, Ark of the Covenant, Gate of Heaven, Morning Star. Pictures that counteracted the stern face of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, with its intriguing hieroglyphics that nobody else seemed to find unusual, luminous details that could be summoned by the words approved in 1587 by Pope Sixtus V, and could sustain a child for a long time to come.